Good morning, everyone. One of the most valuable lessons a child or teenager can receive is instructions on how to handle their finances, not just for today, but for decades to come. And to help us understand what financial literacy is and why it's so important for children as well as adults, I've invited Marta Betancourt, President and CEO of Everglades Federal Credit Union, and Amber Watson, Member Relations of Everglades Federal Credit Union. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today on Big Lakes Now. How are you?
We're good.
That's fabulous. We're just going to jump right on into it. Ms. Betancourt, what exactly is financial literacy?
Well, first of all, call me Marta.
Thank you.
Financial literacy, I think, is important because it provides your foundation for more informed financial decision-making. Like, everybody should be able to create a monthly budget, know how to manage and pay off debt, know how to manage at least a basic bank account.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. But Amber, why is it so important for children to learn this and at a young age?
There are a variety of benefits. Financial literacy gives them the confident understanding of concepts, including savings, investing, and debt management. That leads to an overall sense of financial well-being and self-trust. By these kids being taught about financial risk, children will be better versed to avoid financial debt and bankruptcy in their future.
And I think a financially literate person is also going to be less easily lured into like Ponzi schemes or gambling, because they're going to understand the value of money and how difficult it is to, you know, to earn it. They may be more inclined to plan for events in the future, such as saving for their car, saving for college, investing in property, or even putting money aside for retirement. And basically, an overall lead to an overall happier, stress-free life.
Absolutely. I mean, I wish I'd have known when I stepped foot on my first college campus out of high school more about the idea of credit cards. Because, I mean, back in the 90s, to give away my age here, they had booths set up for incoming freshmen, and they literally gave away credit cards. And it took me some years to get those things paid off because I had no idea about credit card debt and the interest rate and that kind of stuff. And if I had this education prior to going to college, I don't think I would have gotten in as much trouble with them or been so stressed out. Should a kid, at what is the age that you would feel comfortable giving a kid a debit card, even if it is to their own account?
I think kids should have debit cards. It can help them develop good financial habits. A debit card can be a helpful way for kids to explore the basics of tracking expenses with their banking apps, online tools, and text alerts. I know that some parents think it makes more sense for their teens to have a checking account and debit card around the time they enter high school, they earn their driver's license, and they're able to get a job. At Everglades Federal Credit Union, we start offering debit cards with our junior accounts, and that's for the ages 13 to 17 years old. They do have a daily limit of $100 and are completely optional, so the parent can opt out if they choose to and don't feel their teen is ready. But we believe these accounts give the kids a sense of independence where they can learn to manage their money with the help of their parent or guardian. And on top of that, we do also offer accounts for younger children, ages 0 to 12, and that's just a savings, so no debit cards there.
Well, and I love the idea of having the daily limit of them be a certain amount, because it kind of keeps them from overdrawing themselves or getting into trouble by making spur-of-the-moment purchases. And I know we're all guilty of that, but I think, you know, teenagers have a bit more impulse control. But, you know, I know we talked about how old you think they should be to get a debit card. The kids' accounts that y'all offer from newborn to 13, but you wouldn't want a 13-year-old to have a debit card, probably. I think starting out as a check, teaching them how to write a check if they, you know, wanted to have a bank account at that age would be smart. But then obviously moving on to the debit card from there. What skills are important for teens to learn in regarding money, Ms. Marta?
They should have a basic understanding of a bank account and be comfortable coming into their financial institution and, you know, asking questions or, you know, because we're here to help. They should be able to budget for monthly finances. They should know how to use a mobile banking app, set long-term goals, and use a credit card wisely. Protect themselves from fraud and identity. A lot of people forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
They should be able to complete their taxes and at least know the process of buying a car and a home and saving for a retirement.
Yeah, that's something that I really wish our school system focused more on, was just the basic, you know, life skills that you end up doing, such as, like you said, taxes, looking out for identity fraud, even by checking your credit report a couple times a year, making sure there's nothing on there that shouldn't be on there. Knowing how to buy a car and a home. As a young adult, I just stumbled through those things. And Amber, how do you... parents help their children with financial literacy? How can we help as parents? I mean, I know the basics, but I think there's probably more that I could have done to help my son. So give our listeners an idea of what they should be doing now to start with their young children.
So here at Everglades, our kids' accounts and junior accounts do require an adult, a parent or guardian, to be on the account with them as a joint. And I've noticed when parents bring in their kids or their teens, they lead them into asking the right questions about the account, services that are provided, maybe interest rate.
Smart.
And then once the account is open, the parents will come in and make their teens or their kids do that transaction, you know, make that deposit or withdrawal. And by them doing that, when the kids come in later on in life, like, you know, they're 16, 17, 18 years old, they're more comfortable coming into the credit union, doing a transaction, or even asking one of us for help because they're familiar with the territory.
And you know what? You're right. I never thought about that, but taking my son into the bank, it had to be scary for him, not realizing that, you know, he looks at all these adults and thinks that they're authority figures. And yes, to an extent they are, but they also have his money and he has a right to ask these questions. But we teach our kids to wait for someone to ask them a question first, you know what I mean? So that's interesting.
Yes,
and I wish I would have been more upfront about telling my son that. It took him, you know, till he was probably a senior in high school to be comfortable going in and out of the bank. He always gave me his check and said, you know, Mom, drop this off for me and stuff. But I think it was more of an unsureness of how to handle it, how to handle that situation. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And Amber, for parents interested in opening an account for their minor, what is required and what do you suggest they do?
So for kid accounts, that is, again, the ages 0 to 12, we would just need the birth certificate and the Social Security card, and then the adult themselves would have to be on the account, and they would have to have a valid ID and qualify for membership, and then the savings is only $5 to open. For a junior account, which is 13 to 17, we would either need a birth certificate and a Social Security card for the teen, or if they have a valid photo ID, that would work. And, again, the adult on the account would have to have a valid ID and qualify for membership. And then that would be a savings and a checking, which is $55 to open.
Wonderful. And, you know, I want to thank you ladies both so much, Marta Betancourt and Amber Watson of Everglades Federal Credit Union. You've actually opened my eyes a lot about financial literacy, not only as an adult, but what we need to be doing for our kids more to make them more functioning financial literate adults. I think I said that right. Functioning,
yes.
Financial literate adults. There we go. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today on Big Lake Now. I so appreciate you coming in. And if our listeners have any questions, they can find you at Everglades Federal Credit Union. And Marta and Amber will be happy to help you out. Ladies, thanks for stopping by. And we'll talk again soon in the future.
Thank you.